One drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Hello, this is Ted Flynn. I'm sitting in for a few minutes for Dr. Stan while he gets to the mic. And we're going to be speaking about the concept today of Darwinism and the effect that that thinking has had on literally the whole generation of Americans. I've got a great, great joke that I always like to start off with here on Darwinism and evolution. And it says, how many people or how many evolutionists does it take to replace a light bulb? And the answer is, it just happens. While we wait for Dr. Stan, what we can probably do is maybe give some sort of background to this. And it's this, is that over the... I can tell a brief story about how I got involved in this. Again, my name is Ted Flynn. I've been a friend of Dr. Stan for many years. I have been in the battle for our culture now for just about 34 years, where my wife and I ran a pro-life counseling center in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, and we've been involved in discipleship of youth. I wrote a book, actually, on the history of the New World Order called Hope of the Wicked. It has 1,200 footnotes about where the world leaders themselves wish to bring the world. And so it takes the pressure kind of off me. But the thing that I would like to do here is preface this, how I got involved in this just not too recently ago after having been a student of history, having written a book on political economy, and been a very, very big student of scripture for just about 34, 35 years. About a year or so ago, a doctor by the name of Gene Conti, we had a lunch, and he was talking about how he felt the root of the problem in our culture was really the concept of evolution and what it's done to generations of people. You got to remember The Origin of Species came out in about 1840 with Charles Darwin. So it's been 160, 170 years of The Origin of Species to do its damage, and the whole concept of natural selection in science, really giving the interpretation of anything to do with the world that we live in. And so we sat down, and, you know, he was telling me that he felt the root of the problem, as he's been studying for 20, 25 years, was evolution and Darwinism being taught to generations of people, taking any of their eyes off Scripture, the eternal, anything to do with the divine. And I immediately, in a lunch, just blew it off as unbelief. And I said, I don't really think that that's really the issue. And he left me a couple of tapes. And, you know, we had a lengthy conversation, and he brought some tapes and books, and he showed me basically how the whole Humanist Manifesto had really started. People like Saul Alinsky had actually dedicated his book to Satan, the first rebel, so he was an atheist. Then you actually even had Karl Marx dedicate one of his books, and I'm not sure which one it was, whether it was Das Kapital or the Communist Manifesto, but he actually dedicated at the end of his book actually to Charles Darwin in this whole concept of natural selection, man evolving from the apes. And so I just, you know, figured that that was a concept of history that really didn't make too much difference in the whole scheme of things, that you always had aberrant people, aberrant behavior, radicals, you know, socialists, communists, secularists, humanists, you know, socialists, whatever. And, you know, all of the different characters that we've had in history, that history has always had a very, very wide cast of characters. And so I just blew it off, and then as I began to look at the material, I began to have literally a sea change event in my thinking. A seismic shift came of, you know, what is the foundation of our problems? What is the root of our problems? How is it that 50% of American high school kids in public schools think that actually Sodom and Gomorrah is a married couple? And I began to question a lot of the data on whether or not that could even possibly be true. So if you take a look at how a generation can actually have that sort of thinking and can actually even remotely believe that, what is their foundational point? What's their foundational thinking? How can this actually happen? You know, how did we drift so far? I've told the story on many of occasions publicly in speeches that I've given that I grew up in a beach town in New England, specifically in Rhode Island. And I remember I grew up in the, you know, 1950s and 60s. And I remember I used to keep my surfboard on my garage. That way it just, you know, keep it out of the front yard. My mother kept her keys to the car in the ignition so she'd never lose them. I never remember 1 minute ever of having a locked door. Never remember it. There was never a key to our house. There was never a key. I came home from college once in 1975, my senior year in college, and the door was locked because my parents had told me when I came home that there had been a break-in. And so in just a short amount of time, we made this tremendous shift.
We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
You've already met my good friend, Miss Lynn, who's author of a book we carry called The Hope of the Wicked. And Ted's book really parallels my book very closely, only much more extensive. A lot of fascinating information that we don't have, and we will tell you how to get the book at the end of the program, The Hope of the Wicked. But Ted's talking about changing society, coming home in 1975, and suddenly there's a lock on the door. Well, you have to understand that the Supreme Court, under the control of Masons, they control the Supreme Court in the majorities of 5 to 4 to 8 to 1 from 1941 to 1971. Of course, they took them off the Supreme Court. They put other people who'd go along with the agenda. The whole agenda is to destroy the religious faith of our people, to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and mention of Christ out of our schools. They knew what they were doing, take Bible reading out of our schools, teach the kids they could do whatever they want to. They were free. They were individuals. They didn't have to follow any rules, with a full understanding that freedom is not the ability to do what you want to do, but to do what you should do according to God's law. And then, of course, they had to bring in Darwinism. They couldn't allow any mention of God or creation or even of intelligent design. No, everything happened by accident. The perfect order of the universe is just an accident. There is no God. Because, you see, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And you take away that Spirit, why, you end up with chaos. And then, of course, the only solution is a dictatorship. And that is what the evil people who run the world and run this country want. We have an invisible government, an elite, who actually, of course, are motivated by dark and sinister spiritual forces. There really are Luciferian organizations. They hold Luciferian meetings. And if you don't believe it, you go to WilliamHKennedy.com and watch the Luciferian initiation of the people who join Skull and Bones, where they bow before a sepulcher, a figure dressed like Lucifer. And this is not imaginary. It's real. And we've had at least three members of Skull and Bones as president of the United States, two of them recently. Ted, good to have you with us this morning. You go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, yeah, it's good to be with you. And, I, you know, I'm not sure with the sophistication of your audience if I'm really even speaking to so many people who are so aware of the truth. You just can't.
Well, what you're saying is great. I was fascinated by it. You were telling us how you came home in 1975, and for the first time, your front door was locked. America had changed. It's 13 years since they took God out of our school. Young people now have graduated from school, and they certainly do not have a moral foundation, not realizing that we'll either be ruled by God or we'll be ruled by tyrants. It's either the Bible or the bayonet, and we're beginning to move towards the necessity for ever-increasing government control so we can be free. We've got to have, you know, government control if we're going to be free, don't we? Go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think I will finish that story, because in 1962, at the order of the Supreme Court, there was the removal of school prayer. And in 1963, you know, the the Bible could no longer be read in a public school in America. And in essence, our fate was sealed from an historical standpoint. You know, the only history you don't know is the history you've never read. And as I say, the only future you don't know is the history you've never read either. And, you know, in 1973, we had Roe versus Wade. And then in 1985, at the order of the Supreme Court, under the guise of the separation of church and state, which is a euphemism for getting Christianity out of our culture, you know, a nativity scene was not allowed to be displayed on any public property. But I guess if I were to make one point, because Dr. Stan, of all of the people that I speak to, literally anywhere in the world, I don't think there's anybody as knowledgeable as you on the roots of where we're headed, because there's so many people who are hacking at the branches of evil, but very, very few can understand that it's rooted in things like secret societies, that it really doesn't make a difference who's really in office. When you say that to many, many people, they'll think you've kind of got two heads, because so many people are into the politics, but it really doesn't make a difference, because with secret societies, when they place a person in front of you, that's who you're voting for, you're going to be voting for somebody who they've placed there. But if I were to make one point in just this program today, it's the way that I was absolutely overwhelmed by the concept of how profound the thinking of evolution has been in our culture. I've been in this fight now for 35 years, on a daily basis, working with people, discipleship, growth, scripture, political economy, as you, in the exact same kind of way that you do. But when I was given a great deal of material by a doctor, who hopefully you're going to have on your show, his name is Dr. Gene Conti.
I've already got him scheduled.
Yeah, he is very, very good, and he really brought me just in one single lunch, not so much to an understanding, but to look at of how profound this cultural shift has been due to evolution, which in my first sort of, he wanted me to begin to write on it, and I said, no, I think it's unbelief. Generally. Then he pulled out a chart he had worked on. You know, you get into Hegel, Marx, Feuerbach, Nietzsche. And you could have never even had in Germany, you could have never had the Third Reich until you had the philosophers, really, of Hegel, which was the Superman, George Hegel, the Superman, the Aryan. And then when you combine him with Nietzsche, the Antichrist, that had been reading 40, 50 years required reading for every German student. Then you had a bad economy due to the Weimar Republic, World War One, and then the Versailles Treaty. And then you had an explosive situation where the culture was morphing into anything to do with just economics void of God. That's precisely where we're moving today in this country. We have a president in the United States today who is, I say he's not a socialist. He is actually a communist. Now, I spent 4 years in the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, and I know the difference. Communism is socialism in a hurry. Barack Obama is looking to break down every single goodness, every single virtue, every single foundational block that this country stood for, and he has been doing it. And if people really can't get riled right now about what's happening up in Washington with their elected leaders, they're not capable of being riled, and there's a good chance they don't even have a pulse. So this concept of unbelief is much more insidious, and it's to literally expunge anything to do with faith from the American landscape. And that's why Barack Obama, when he went over to Turkey, said literally to the president of Turkey on the podium, America is no longer a Christian nation. And then he also brags that he's the first president to openly appoint an LGBT lesbian, bi-gender, gay, transvestite candidate to openly have him appointed in the federal government. So we are going down a slippery slope right now in a very, very biblical sense, faster than anybody can even imagine.
No question at all. We're in real trouble, and of course, a large part of this is directly attributable to our churches, which are silent in this. And I will tell you, I have a number of ministers who listen to our programs and support us because they agree. I mean, these are ministers whose heart is broken because the church has failed its responsibility of informing the people what's really going on and the spiritual nature of the battle that's taking place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I actually have come to believe, I've been a student of history now for a very, very long time, and I think if there's any one saying that's truer than anybody can imagine, it was from Solomon, "Nothing is new under the sun." Civilizations go in cycles. In the United States, is considered by the great historians of the world the 23rd great empire in world history. And we are going down right now a slippery slope in a very, very biblical sense and historical sense, because when a nation loses its concept of divinity, everything begins to get lost. And everything in the schools, really, let's say 30, 40, everything has gained a momentum, and we get more relativistic in our culture. So Darwinism's natural processes, natural selection, has been gaining a head of steam to where anything that comes against that as a Christian view is immediately tossed out and the person is considered a kook. Now, again, I mentioned this earlier, if you have 50% of American high schoolers actually believing that Sodom and Gomorrah is a married couple or they literally don't know its name, I say this out of charity but truth, that person's opinion on an historical basis about just about anything is frankly irrelevant. And you have this youth today where 70% of the kids who are even homeschooled, 1 through 8. So the family making a homeschooling decision, is it great personal cost, financial cost, time, lifestyle, and everything? It's a big commitment. And yet even for kids that are homeschooled, 1 through 8, by the time they get out of high school, after with the government indoctrination of stripping them of any faith, they are believers in evolution in the millions and billions of years scenario. There is no place in the public school for the supernatural. And I say the public school because it has a government indoctrination, and anybody taking government money is subservient to, you know, they're dictated by those terms. So there's the concept that of creation science. I find it fascinating that over the last 5 years in particular, maybe 5-10 years, due to the growth of the internet, the free exchange of information, the ability to communicate with people all over the world anytime, anywhere, in real time, that science is actually validating biblical accounts. Very, very senior level scientists all over the world who have not really bought in to the whole evolution, to where, you know, all of a sudden, you know, what starts out with Darwin, you know, with a finch, a little bird, where it extrapolates to everything in society in natural selection, it's being questioned and actually being validated that the biblical accounts are true. Now, a criticism of somebody with this view is that they would be a fundamentalist. Well, there is very, very little room in the public forum for anybody who actually even happens to be a believer, to the point that, you know, if you say certain things, even in science, you're not going to be getting a grant. So the whole scientific community is principally mum on this issue. For instance, if a British scientist wants to write, you know, a grant of why squirrels are storing more nuts in the winter, they probably won't get it. And you know why they're storing more nuts in St. James Park. If he wants to write the fact that why squirrels are, you know, storing more nuts, possibly due to more CO2, carbon dioxide, he'll probably get a government grant. Everything.
We'll be back in just a moment, Ted. Hold that thought. And, of course, we've got to convince the public that global warming is causing all of our problems so we can get more government control. It's all about the coming dictatorship.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Eckstein Electric Company in Platteville says driving is an experience shared by almost everyone, but not everyone shares the responsibility of driving. Many fatal accidents involve a drunk driver. Drive responsibly and remember to try to take away their keys before they take away their life. That's from Eckstein Electric Company in Platteville. For commercial or residential repair or new installation with the best equipment, call Eckstein Electric Company in Platteville at 970-356-3211. Mike and Marvin and their families and staff are on the air because they care. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Ted Flynn. And Ted, do you have a web page or anything you'd like to put out so people can get in touch with your ministry?
Yeah, if they'd like to take a look, it's sign.org, S-I-G-N.org. We report on a lot of different spiritual phenomena, as well as the physical, combination Drudge and God.
Okay, fine. And certainly go ahead and pick up your thoughts, because, of course, you're pointing out that when you take any acknowledgement of God out of the schools, and that's why the teaching of Darwinism is so vitally important. I mean, after all, if Darwin is true, if evolution is true, the Bible is a lie. There's absolutely no way the Bible could be true. And I came out of school a dedicated evolutionist. After all, everybody knew that the dinosaurs died out 50 million years ago. The Earth's been around for billions of years. You watch History Channel. You watch Discovery Channel. You listen to the radio millions and billions of years. Science is based upon empirical fact. Who was here billions of years ago to demonstrate that? How could you reduplicate this scientific finding? You can't. It's all done to alter your perception of God. And certainly, if you go back and you study, you know, all the layers that they have, you know, the progression of the fossil layers, you find sometimes the more recent species are below the older species. Well, how could that possibly be? I mean, the newer species ought to be on top. Don't ask stupid questions. Are you going to believe your lying eyes? Or are you going to believe what History Channel tells you and Discovery Channel and what you learn in school and what you learn in college? And it took me a long time to be able to say they lied to me. My teachers lied to me. History Channel's lying. Discovery Channel is lying. Television is lying. And even, you know, try to correlate the two. Well, maybe it was a guided evolution. Maybe God guided this thing over 500 million years or a billion years or whatever. No, ladies and gentlemen, either the Bible is true or evolution is true. There is no intermediary, and they won't allow it. If you are, work in a college, you are a teacher there, and you may have even been a tenured teacher, and you dare to suggest there might be even intelligent design to the amazing structure of the DNA molecule, they will destroy you. You will be, in one way or another, rousted out of a teaching position. They cannot allow any crack at all. They must control the reality of the American people. And who's doing it? The people who hate God. And trace them back, not all of them, but many of them, in one way or another, tie into those secret societies of antiquity. And they are here. They're working. They know exactly what they're doing. And people say, well, which one is it? It's all of them. That's what nobody understands. They're all working together because they all have a common goal, and that is worship of the other God. Ted, go right ahead.
Well, gosh, Dan, it's, you know, you're saying so many profound things that, you know, fall into my ideology. And I guess, you know, in the limited time that we have to discuss, for any, frankly, nearly anything completely and thoroughly, I guess the point to really make today is the utter destruction of that thinking that we're talking about right now, and you just articulated, of how profound that thinking has destroyed the very rubrics of America, where, you know, we're talking about the founders of the nation. You know, they came for religious freedom to achieve it. They were gifted men. Our system in the United States is based on Roman law, Greek logic, and Christianity. And that when you basically strip God out of the culture, you have nihilism, you have nothingness, you have the philosophy of a Camus or a Sartre that is basically nothing, and anything is permissible. Because, you know, somebody who doesn't believe in anything will believe in nothing, and vice versa. It's all about the self. It's about self-aggrandizement. And if there's no God, there is no love. There's no trust. There's no faith. There's no honor. It'll only be about brute survival, because what difference does it make if we evolve from an ape? Life has no meaning. In the Columbine scenario, there were, I guess, one boy's name was Klebold and the other was Harris. And the boy Harris had a T-shirt on that said natural selection. And that these kids are being taught virtually nothing. I think you could look at 1962 and 63 with prayer being taken out and the Bible being taken out. And frankly, I think our fate was sealed. Now, think about that. Think about even the time. How could that have happened? You know, America was on the top of the world heap. You know, after World War II, we had, you know, Russia, you know, had the bomb, but they were nowhere near the superpower that they evolved to. The United States was at will to do whatever it wanted. But yet, even at the Supreme Court level, we had decisions like that were incrementally and gradually eroding the foundation of the United States. That wasn't America's opinion yet. Yet we got that at the Supreme Court level. Why? Because these were men that belonged to secret societies that did have a long-term agenda. And I guess the thing is, for Americans right now, that because we're moving in the wrong direction so fast, it's really time, if they're not already engaged, to get a lot more engaged and, frankly, turn the TV remote off and get in this battle. Because it's really not coming from the pulpit. It didn't even come from the pulpit, actually, even in Germany. The pulpit was silenced. And we have to remember, everything that's happening in government today is legal. If people could actually see what's in the Obamacare, which is over 2,000 pages, that's actually more than four reams of paper of heinous laws that are coming down and their laws. Now, the House probably won't fund it under Paul Ryan, but on the other hand, it's not going to pass in the Senate either. Now, I don't want to get too political in the show because that's not what this is about. But this concept of evolution and what it's done to the American psyche has been so profound that I don't even think we really truly understand, because I've been a reader, I've been a student. I mean, I don't have the keys to the kingdom here, but I'm paying attention, and the profound impact that this Darwinism, evolution, natural processes, natural selection, that has been largely responsible for denuding our schools, taking anything to do with the supernatural out, stripping any youth of any concept of divinity, any concept of scriptural truth, has been so profound. It's almost like our fate is sealed.
I like to say there is a conspiracy against God. You can see it on every turn. Just turn on your television, watch the pretty degenerate programming that we see. We'll be right back.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley, proud to salute all the past and present members of our military service.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Ted Flynn, we're talking about the importance of certainly having a moral foundation for life. And certainly, if we do not believe in the Bible, then what are we going to believe in? What will be our guide? Will we make up things as we go along? Can a 13 or 14 or 15 or a 20-year-old young person do what is morally right when there are no moral standards? After all, we took the Ten Commandments down. We've said we can't post the Ten Commandments in schools. The Supreme Court held that if you posted the Ten Commandments, why, they wouldn't do any good unless the young people read them. And if they read them, they might meditate upon them. If they meditated upon them, they might obey them. And that would be a violation of the law of the separation of church and state. Ladies and gentlemen, America was founded by Christians on Christian principles, based upon the Judeo-Christian concepts of the Bible and the Ten Commandments and the fact that there is a God. And, of course, basically, John Adams has said, this country, our form of government, was made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. And that's why society is beginning to break down, as Madison has written so well. You know, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with personal security and the right of private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. Do you notice an increased tempo of violence in America? Do you notice there's more and more crime? One in every 33 Americans is in prison, probation, or parole today. And what happens when we don't have the money to keep them all locked up? Then what happens to society? People who have no moral foundation. Go right ahead there, Ted.
Yeah, I guess the taproot week. I'd love to get into some of the science. I think Gene Conte will do a great job on that. You know, get into the whole concept of the jumping of species, how that's virtually impossible. The issue of carbon dating, something that I find almost humorous in the evolution concept. If you even look at Mount St. Helens, they were pictures taken in 1980 of Mount St. Helens before the volcanic eruption. So, you know, that's modern era. I mean, this isn't like, 13, 15, or, where we don't have any sort of photography or topographical maps or, before the printing press for that matter. But if you took a look at Mount St. Helens in 1980, and then you saw what happened after the eruption, and in 2 days you had a 600-foot gorge that ripped through the land, and then all of the pictures that I saw in 1984 after that, you're going to see, whether it's, 100 years or 300 more years, as truth gets twisted, maligned, it's compromised, to where they'll say, that 600-foot gorge that's snake-like in its meander, happened over, 20,000 years. Well, the fact of the matter is the water found the low point, water gravitating to the low point. It wasn't, any sort of water river that actually, created that gorge. But, science will be explaining that in completely a different way, in the same way that they're explaining the concept of fossils. It's going to be a different opinion, and the opinion of the believer is basically being silenced everywhere. You talk about the politicians or in schools. I know personally several professors on a personal basis, friends in each other's homes, from elite universities that tell me right direct that if they were to hold the Christian view of life in general versus secular, they really wouldn't be candidates to get grants. And so, you know, the government has a way to basically moderate, keep in check people who don't hold their views, and basically you're just not given government grants. And one person in particular who's a professor who I know very, very well, he's a neighbor, he's actually paid a very, very severe price from being very, very liberal young, adhering to a lot of false theories. And he's making up for lost ground right now due to a very, very negative family situation with his children who don't believe. And he's seeing the chaos, the social chaos as well as the moral chaos in their own life at a family level. So, I mean, the fact of the matter is there really isn't fruit. I mean, you take a person like a Stephen Hawking, who he doesn't believe in God, and Anthony Flew, who never used to, or Dawkins. And Stephen Hawkins, I remember seeing one of his books 35 years ago when I was actually a student in London. And about 3 or 4 years ago, he reversed a lot of his scientific theories. So here he is even in his own lifetime reversing a lot of his scientific theories. So that's as good as it gets because, you know, Hawkins is considered by many, many people a genius. But yet in his spare time, even in his debilitated state that's far worse than an MS patient, he's actually hanging around the strip clubs of London. I mean, so there's the fruit of his thinking. So what makes a difference in a person's life when you don't believe in anything divinity? So he's got all of these great scientific theories. And, you know, as an absolute man, he's a physical, he's in a very, very severe physical state of deterioration, but yet he still goes into strip clubs in London. So, you know, the whole concept of moral, logical, godly is really not in their agenda. And we're seeing that played out, you know, all over this country right now, to where the political appointments that are coming from government are absolutely godless. So again, you take down that foundational stone, and then each generation gets worse and worse, and that generation will also get more aggressive.
Hey, we're out of time, Ted. Thanks real much for being with us. I'm going to tell people how they can get your book. Appreciate your being with us. Look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you.
Did you get the catalog? Well, talk to you later.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a Warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel a dramatic performance elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You really have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work hard at physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley, proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Ted Flynn. We carry his book, The Hope of the Wicked. If you've read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, his book expands very much on what we say about secret societies. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies and secret groups. I just watched the latest Decoded last night on television. This is where this fellow goes around and debunks, you know, the so-called danger of the Statue of Liberty. You know, what's the Statue of Liberty? Oh, some people think it's, a pagan goddess there, but it's really the symbol of our liberty. And, well, it was put up by the Masons, the fellow who designed it, the fellow who built it, the fellow who built the pedestal, all Masons. They were the ones who originally funded this for the building of it over in Paris. And it is the emblem of the mystery religions, the idea that through knowledge, man can be free. And the freedom that they have is not the freedom of America built upon biblical principles, but the liberty and freedom of Masonry. Liberté, equality, fraternity, and of course, when they were in charge, well, they had a prostitute laying on the altar there at Notre Dame Cathedral. Everything was in defiance of God. They just killed the priests, they killed the nuns. Blood ran in the streets during the French Revolution, which the Masons and the Jacobins and the Illuminists created, just as blood is running in the streets throughout the Middle East today, part of the same continuing world revolution. I wish we had time to talk about it. Perhaps we will soon. But there is a world revolution going on. It began with the American Revolution. And, of course, we had a great deal of support from France at that time, from the revolutionary element there. And then, of course, the French Revolution in 1789. And then the series of revolutions, put forward by the secret societies under Buonarroti and Babeuf and certainly a number of people who supported this idea. A man named Mazzini, famous names, but you're never going to learn them in schools. And of course, it's culminated in the Russian Revolution and the Cuban Revolution. And what I'm telling you is it's certainly laid out in a book we carry called Fire in the Minds of Men. One of the most important books you'll ever read, Fire in the Minds of Men, written by the Librarian of Congress, who never talks about this anymore. Why? Well, I personally believe he's been bought off. The last thing they want to know is that these secret societies came to America, and that influence is here today, and that the government, it controlled America largely by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. But these are fronts for this entire movement intent upon world government. What's the basis of American foreign policy? Globalism, establishing a world government, also a new world religion. That's why they took Christianity out of Afghanistan and out of Iraq. That's why we established governments under Sharia law. I mean, we couldn't have Christianity there. So when America came in, they had Christianity in Iraq before we came in, but no longer. That's why when the president spoke at Notre Dame University, I think it was Notre Dame, he insisted that they cover up the cross behind him. Understand, there is an element that is anti-Christian in America, because they understand that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and they don't believe in liberty. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard my talk, The Forbidden Secret, you need to get it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Listen to the program, and then pray for America. Pray for the American Freedom Network, but please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Thank you.